For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Hello, welcome to the Monday Waffle, episode 26. My name is Jake Batcher. With me in Sydney, the harbour city, Josh Money. Josh, how are we?
Hey, Jake, going well. We're in Sydney, but our hearts and commitment lie with the Western Australian Football League.
That's right. We both didn't get down to the game on Saturday because of geographical difficulties.
Obstacles.
We were on the other side of the country, but that's fine. We're here now, and it's all going great. Well, there's the two teams that finished at the pointy end of the ladder this year have made it to the pointiest end of the season. It's the Falcons and the Lions into this year's grand final, which I think we all would have been disappointed if it was otherwise.
Always nice when the two teams that finish on top of the ladder come through and contest for the grand final. They've both been the most consistent teams all year round. They deserve to be there. Should be a cracker.
Absolutely. Now, Josh, before we get into that match, the East Perth and West Perth prelim, we've got to touch on the Sandover medal that happened on Monday night. Perth Demons, Aiden Tropiano, came from absolutely nowhere.
Well, I think he was one of the highest, if not the highest, possession getters in the comp. So that is one vote in favour of him. But with the complete lack of gains that Perth were even competitive in this year, it's quite a surprise, really, to think that he polled that many votes, and it just shows what a standout player he was for them this year. When you look at their second highest votes getter was Liam McKenna, 16, nothing wrong with that, 16 votes is quite respectable. In third place is Jared Morton with 5. So it just shows that it just wasn't a team effort there at the Demons this year, unfortunately.
Yeah, a key factor in the formula to winning awards like this is having teammates that don't take votes off you. And I think Aiden's done very well this year. No, he's, in all seriousness, had a fantastic year. He's averaged 32.5 possessions a game. Never had less than 28 disposals in a match this year, which
huge
is phenomenal. And he picked up more than 30 touches on 15 occasions this year. So, absolutely fantastic. Now, the count was pretty exciting. Tropiano got off to an absolutely flying start. He had 29 votes in the opening 11 rounds to be the runaway leader. Everyone thought he was going to win. And then Ashton Hams drew level with 2 rounds to go, but it was Tropiano who got 8 votes in the last 2 games to just edge over Hams by 1 single vote.
Nail biter. Absolute nail biter.
One of the all-time medal counts. It was fantastic. Now, Tropiano adds the Sandover medal to his Butcher medal, which is the Demons Best and Fairest Award. So the Demons certainly butchered their season.
Yeah, I was going to say, what an appropriately named award.
But yeah, no, he's had a fantastic season. It was, yeah, as we said, Ashton Hams in second spot with 44 votes. And Sam Menengola did phenomenal.
Let's bear in mind he was injured for a large chunk of the start of the year, with Subiaco picking up so many wins and a lot of possessions and big dominant games from that midfield. You have to think if he'd been the fit outfit all year long, it could have been his to take home. But Aiden Tropiano, fair and a rightful winner.
Yeah, I mean, Sam Menengola, 41 votes from 12 matches is just unbelievable. So, yeah, as you said, if he played the full year, he might well have taken out this year's award. But wasn't to be, but I reckon he'll be thereabouts next year, that's for sure. Josh, we're going to get to a game on the weekend. It was East Perth taking on the Falcons in the preliminary final at HBF Arena. As we touched on last week in the show, it was on Channel 7. They finally sorted that whole debacle out, so which is great to see. And the Falcons, well, they ran away with it in the end. It was pretty tightly contested match. It was all square at the three-quarter time mark. But West Perth kicked 5-1 in the final term to take out the win and book themselves a spot in the grand final against Subiaco. Now, there are a few standouts, Josh. Quickly run through the goal kickers. Mike Lowry kicks 6 for the Falcons, so a lazy day.
Handy, very handy.
Very handy from Big Mick. Nick Rodder, who's played the majority of the year down back, as we've touched on this year, but he's been up forward. When West Perth like to try something new, I think their go-to move is to throw Nick Rodder forward just to get
and
a couple.
And it's worked on a number of
It has. Matches. He kicked a bunch of goals last week, and he's kicked 2 this week. So, yeah, certainly a winning formula for the Falcons. Now, they're ball winners. I've said this all year, Josh. If you're going to win a game of footy, you need your major ball winners to win the ball. And that's what they had on the weekend.
Very few would argue with you there.
It was Aaron Black. Cool. Aaron Black had 25 disposals, 16 kicks, 9 handballs. Shane Nelson back into some form. He had 27, 11 kicks, 16 handballs and a goal. But Paul Johnson was the standout on the day. 18 disposals, 10 kicks, 4 marks, 4 tackles and a very, very lazy 57 hit-outs.
What a gutsy effort, though, from West Perth, wasn't it? I mean, yeah. They got absolutely thrashed by Subi in the semi-final the week before, 55 points. I don't think they've had a bye since round 15, so they've played 11 games straight. Wounded, backs against the wall. In the third quarter, they lost Rasmussen and Matty Johnson with injuries. The interchange was down to just 2 players, and they stormed home. They dug deep, and 29 points. Thanks for coming. And much to Channel 7's dismay, have booked a spot in the Waffle Grand Final.
Absolutely. I was talking to a few of the boys you've had on the show this year, Lane Rasmussen and Drew Rode. Drew pretty much said he couldn't train on Tuesday night. The boys are that buggered. There's a lot of light jogging happening at training on Tuesday. And poor old Lane, yeah, he's buggered his ankle, so I think he's done for the year. He was seeing the surgeon last night, so I think it's curtains for Lanos. But yeah, disappointing.
Bad timing.
Yeah, he struggled with a few soft tissue injuries late in the year in the beginning of the finals. So he was back finally playing some good footy and unfortunately suffered a setback for Lane, but that's okay. I think West Perth can cover down back. They've had to do it all year, really. So
I think they've broken the official Waffle record for most ice baths in a single season for one glove. So
yeah,
something to be proud of.
Absolutely. The team's not been having a lot of ice baths lately is Subi and booked themselves a spot in the grand final. What I'm getting at is they've had the 2 weeks off. They've had 2 breaks. They're going to be very fresh. Now, I spoke to Clancy Wheeler last week, Josh, and sometimes when you have a break at this pointy end of the season, it can go against you a little bit.
Well, you can mentally switch off, Kanye, and there's always the danger with that. You take it a little bit too easy, you're a bit slow coming out, and maybe you concede way too many goals in the first quarter, but not been the case. They've looked pretty convincing in both finals appearances, and certainly from a physical point of view, they'll be shaping up a more probably fit and ready team. Whatever you can take into that, but that's the way it's looking for the weekend.
Absolutely. Jared Schofield will certainly be keeping the Subi boys on their toes. Now, the grand final is this weekend on the Sunday, the 27th of September at 2:30 at Domain Stadium between the Lions and the Falcons. Josh, it's going to be a ripper game. Who's your tip?
My tip, I think, yes, unfortunately, my heart says I want to pick West Perth because they've just been the underdogs. They've battled all year. Everything's been stacked against them. It hasn't mattered. They've fought through the injuries. I think players like Shane Nelson and Aaron Black, if they are on their toes and if they play really good footy, then they're a chance. But I think maybe the confidence that Subiaco will be bringing into the competition, plus the fitness side of things, I think that my head says the Lions will take home their second premiership in as many years.
Yeah, it's not looking good for the Falcons. I think they've just had injuries at the wrong time, and it's finally caught up with them. I just don't think they're going to be there physically and mentally to get the job done on Sunday. But if you're a Falcons player or coaching staff or whatever listening, prove me wrong, because I bloody hope you can get up and beat the arch enemy, the Lions. So, well, as we said at the top of the show, Josh, short and sweet this week with the one game.
Quality, not quantity.
Exactly right. No, look, it's certainly going to be an interesting end to the season. It's come around quick, Josh. It's
flown by, hasn't it?
Absolutely flown by. But anyway, thanks for joining us on the Monday Waffle, episode 26. And we'll catch you for one last time next week on the Monday Waffle.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.